The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Coming up on Texans 360, a look at Garrett and Erica Graham's Project 88 Foundation. Plus, John Harris and DB Sidhu talk pass rushers in the NFL draft. And behind the scenes at the Texans cheerleader photo shoot. All that and more coming up on Texans 360.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Texans 360. I'm your host, Mark Vandermeer, outside NRG Stadium. And you know, we're less than 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. Big show for you tonight. We'll hear from Jonathan Joseph. We'll visit with Cody White. And let's kick things off. Erica and Garrett Graham, a Texans power couple, if you will, doing great things in the community. Drew Doherty had a chance to sit down with them at their home.
What an organization. I mean, tell for the folks that don't know about it what you guys do.
It's the Project 88 Foundation, and it's to help underserved youth get into college, get them college advisors, and just get them thinking about applying to college before their junior and senior year. Have them plan it out down the road so they have a roadmap of how to get there. And we're trying to get college advisors into HISD schools.
So in 2014, there were 700 students in HISD for every one guidance counselor. So we teamed up with Professor Ruth Turley and kind of got her input on how we could help change that ratio. And we think that we can get that number down to more like 250 to 1 would be our dream goal. So Project 88 Foundation is teaming up with Advise Texas, and we're getting certified college advisors in HISD that just do college advising full time.
Now there's a lot of, worthy charities you can be involved in and choose to focus on. And why'd you guys come up with this one? This is a really unique one.
Well, Erica was a teacher last year at Christa Rae Jesuit. And she really saw the impact that school had on these kids to get into college. I think it was 100% of college enrollment at that school.
I feel like there are so many great schools that are doing what we want to do, like Christa Rae, Yes Prep, KIPP, Yellowstone Academy. But they're all outsourcing out of public schools to solve the problem. And I feel like to solve the problem of educational inequality, you have to go to public schools and help fix the public model as well. We couldn't find many foundations that were working within the public schools. Most of them were outsourcing to other agencies, I guess. So Project 88 Foundation is focused on kids that are going to public school and helping them succeed.
You got a gala coming up. You know, what's going on there? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so April 24th, we have a gala downtown in Houston at Ecclesia Houston. We also have a golf outing the following Monday on the 27th at Black Hawk Country Club. So right now, most of our focus, although the programming side with the kids is the really fun part that we're looking forward to, right now we're in the middle of fundraising.
So it's perfect. It's a gala and golf. You're Garrett Graham. I'm guessing you're heavy on the gala part. You know a little a thing or two about golf, don't you?
Right? Yeah. So I'll have a bunch of my teammates coming out to play as celebrity guests. And it should be a good deal. We'll have close to the pin, longest drive, a few things at different holes. And then once it's all over, we'll have a crawfish boil and kind of just hang out, eat some crawfish, and it should be a fun time.
Okay, so we got the gala and the event coming up. How can people get involved? You know, what can people do to help out?
Right now, we're really just trying to sell tables, get as many sponsorships as we can. You can go to project88foundation.com, and you can register for either of our events. Also, we're looking for corporate sponsorships and in-kind donations. So there's all kinds of ways that you can help donate right now.
Wow, so you definitely have an outline of goals that you want to accomplish here. I mean, what are some of the successes that you kind of see coming from this?
I think one thing that I think will be really successful about our program is not only are we helping kids during the school year with college counselors, but we're also helping them with summer sleep. They call it summer sleep in education. When students go home, they forget what they've learned and they come back and start over. So we're going to have 100 students at a summer camp in 2016 hosted on university campuses that are going to be leadership focused as well as college advising and talking and planning for the future.
Great stuff from Garrett and Erica Graham, and they really want to express their gratitude to Hannah and Cal McNair for all their support for Project 88. Well, Jonathan Joseph is certainly a project for opposing wide receivers, and we had a chance to hear from him in the Texans radio studio earlier this week.
What's this offseason been like for you? You know, you're a veteran. You've been around the block. What's it been like for you, second year under Bill O'Brien and, you know, third or fourth year here with the Texans?
It's been different, actually. Obviously, the last two or three off seasons, I've had surgery to repair something, so I really haven't had off season the last two years, to be honest. I was here last year from January up until training camp. The year before, the same thing. And obviously this year, I've had a chance to sit back and kind of spend some time with my family, sit and just enjoy and travel a little bit and have some fun. So it's a little different, you know, not rehabbing, but at the same time, I'm excited to have my body back to where I needed to play a full season.
Conditioning starts next week, and we were talking about what does that mean, because you've been working out, you guys are in shape for the most part, but what does it mean to get everybody back together on April 20th? Is that the most important deal? What is it for you and for this team?
Of course, I think, you know, obviously, you know, it's a dead time around, you know, from February to April, where guys go their separate ways, wherever they're, you know, they're living at and things like that. So obviously, you know, that first week that everyone gets back, it's almost like guys are back in high school, you know. Yeah. Everyone's glad to see each other. You're just joking around, laughing. But at the same time, we're all here for the same common goal, and that's, you know, to build something to win a championship. So, you know, obviously looking forward to next week. You know, when the guys get here, you know, we'll be looking forward to that big goal, you know, and setting the stage for it.
I know we haven't had a chance to talk to you since Kareem signed his contract, but I wanted to get your thoughts on getting to play another season with him and just your thoughts on having him back and being able to be back in the backfield with him again.
I think it was well-deserved. You know, obviously, you know, me and him, we talked every day. We still do the same. I talk to him throughout the process and let him know, you know, don't get too high one way or another, because, you know, obviously that's one of the reasons I'm here was through free agency. But, you know, of course we wanted to keep him back, and obviously, you know, they stepped up and did it. And it was a big part of that for our team because, obviously, you know, he's a key part of this defense. And, you know, just playing with a guy like that is hard to continue to play with a guy, you know, 4 or 5 years consecutive in a row. And I think, you know, we have something special here, and I'm looking forward to continue playing with him.
You know, I've talked to Kareem about his development and where he was in 2010 to where he is now, and he credits a lot of it to learning under you and watching you. And Rick Smith said the same thing at the Combine. He said that he really developed as a player on and off the field by watching a guy like yourself. When you look back on young Kareem and how Kareem is now, is he what you thought he was going to be? Or, you know, is that sort of what you saw in him when you first arrived here in Houston?
Without a doubt. You know, I don't want to take a lot of credit from it, you know, obviously because he's put a lot of work in it, and a lot of it come from, you know, him putting the time in and him wanting to be successful himself. But I think, you know, I just wanted to show him the professional side of it, you know, coming to prepare every day, you know, learning the ins and outs about football, you know, every way that you can better yourself, not from an athletic standpoint, but from a mental standpoint. And being able to go in there and able to rebound from having a bad game or giving up passes and things like that, I just wanted to build his confidence up and just show him what it takes to be an NFL cornerback, because it's not always going to be good for you at all times.
We'll check back into the Hyundai Texans radio studio in just a few moments and see what Cody White is up to as he comes back from an injury. But now, HoustonTexans.com. What are the videos everyone has been watching?
Wingstop presents the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. At number five, punter Shane Lechler and his brother go fishing in Galveston. Coming in at number four, relive the 2015 Houston Texans cheerleader announcement in this recap. At number three this week, Drew Doherty does it again, answering your questions in Dear Drew. At number two, instant reaction to the 2015 preseason schedule. And at number one this week, J.J. Watt's incredible 61-inch box jump. To watch these videos and more, log on to HoustonTexans.com.